Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
With Rose Ray and Gemma Hawes, and this will also broadcast later on Breadbox Media, which is a podcast. I'm sorry, I'm like so distracted today. It's been way too long, clearly, since I have gone live, and I can't let myself go that rusty. Rose and Gemma, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about spirit and life, the holy sacraments of the Catholic Church. First, let's find out a little bit about yourselves. Rose, would you like to go first since you're on my left there?
Yay. Thanks for having us, Allison. We're so happy to be here. Gosh, I'm pretty simple. Just a mama. I have five kids and my husband is in the Navy. He's deployed right now. So hopefully your listeners can pray for him. And grew up in North Dakota. Always loved books. Always loved our Lord and went to Steubenville. So really had a deepening of the faith there. And then I've always loved magazines. So Gemma and I began our route together. She'll talk about this, but with Radiant and Valiant magazine, which are Catholic magazines for young men and women. And through there, you know, just a continuing deepening of faith. And then that's how Spirit and Life was kind of laid on our heart, really prayerful to take that kind of that imagery, which is so important, I feel like, that not a lot of books have. You know, they let our imagination roll, but we wanted to show them the beauty of the sacraments as we took the reader through this adventure. So,
well, first and foremost, thank you for your service, because we know that it's not just our servicemen and women who are deployed and who protect us that serve, but also their families. And so from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Rose, and your family. Sorry. I just think that's just so amazing, as I've been blessed to go to bases and speak, and I just know what a sacrifice and what a blessing it is for all of us. So thank you. And we will definitely be praying for sure. You can count on that. And you're very welcome. And I just saw that Radiant and Valiant are actually now our Sunday visitor publications. Well, I'm a Sunday visitor author. So welcome to the family.
Beautiful. They're so wonderful and kind. Such a blessing.
They are. They're really wonderful to work with, and what a blessing. And I love Radiant and Valiant. So Gemma, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? And it sounds like you're going to tell us a little bit more about those beautiful magazines.
Yeah, I'm pretty simple too myself. I'm married only almost 3 years now. I have a little boy. He's 19 months old, Logan. And then I have a baby on the way, due March 15th. So we're trekking through that right now. Being pregnant with a toddler is never fun, as Rose will tell. I've always been in the design world. I went to SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design, here in Atlanta. I did 4 years there for graphic design, and I worked in corporate for 2 years at a marketing agency. And then, you know, Rose contacted me, actually, I think it was my sophomore year of college. So I did that on the side, the two magazines. Oh. And probably learned more through that than at school, but don't tell anyone. and then this book, and it's all just been such an incredible adventure. And, you know, doing the magazines and now this book, they were both, yes, print media, but such different design styles that I had so much fun. And, you know, it was a great experience. So
either one of you can answer this. Who are the audience for Radiant and Valiant? Who do you target with your magazines?
Magazines were really meant to speak to kind of that young adult age. You're coming into your own, Allison, you know, like probably like 15 is a good start through up until late 20s, because that's when the kids are figuring out their majors in college and how they're going to serve. You know, do I serve myself? Do I serve Christ and my neighbor? So we wanted to really hit hard at that age to really kind of feed them with their soul first, so then they can go and give.
That is so beautiful. And that is one of the areas every time we do a survey in our church or in our diocese, that's the area that we as a church need to really learn how to service. So kudos to you for being ahead of the game and for providing them such a wonderful, and I'll have the links for those in the show notes because they really are a treasure. And with the holiday season upon us, you're thinking about what do I get my, you know, I call all my children, my godchildren, confirmation is sponsored children, as well as the ones I was at baptism. I call them all my godchildren. And that's an age that's not always easy to know what to get them for a gift. So yeah. Godchildren gift this year, a nice magazine subscription. Every month they'll have to think of you, whether they like it or not.
That or, and they're online too now. So they, I don't know if you'll get to be able to get them the print versions, but you can still just show that, show the links well as, you know, Spirit and Life too, what we're going to jump into. That's something that they can hold. So that's kind of fun.
Absolutely. So let's do that. Let's jump into this from Sophia Institute Press, Spirit and Life. So how did this come to be? How did you birth this baby after five other ones?
Are you ready, Gemma? So, Jem and I were talking about wanting kind of a new challenge because we'd done the magazines. Gosh, it had been almost 10 years for me, Allison, and Gemma had been on board for the last almost five. So it was beautiful and fun, but I also, what also led to it was kind of the church going through the difficult time it's going through. And blog upon blog upon news, and I'm sure you're going to see, you saw this too, Allison, people were so angry at the priest, our shepherd, which again, I get, but I really felt that they're missing the core, which is not, they're not the church. The church is Christ. And why is our church different? We have the sacraments where he gave his own self that a lot of these other religions will say is, you know, figurative or symbolism. And I thought, okay, God has brought Gemini together. You know, she's this phenomenal designer. My heart is in these words. So how do we birth something that is beautiful, that can speak to their hearts, but yet still give them enough doctrine to say, we're not just making this up, you know? And then I was nursing my sweet little baby one day, and God clearly was like, this is how I want you to do it. Mm-hmm. And so everything about the book was clear, totally inspired by prayer. Like, I take no credit. And I said, Gemma, this is what we have to do. No, I know it. And Gemma's like, okay, she's along for the ride.
Well, I love, and Gemma, I want to hear your answer in just a moment for how you played a part in this. But when I think about my faith, I think about how the Catholic faith for me is like this perfect trifecta of a foundation. I call it prayer, sacrament, and scripture is the grace trifecta. God gives us everything within, I like to make up words, but with everything within our beautiful Catholic faith that helps us to draw closer to him, to live a life of faith. And for years, I was lost because I was missing part of that trifecta. I prayed, but I pretty much just begged. And I didn't know about the scriptures that well. And I definitely did not understand the full strength and power of the sacraments.
Yes.
And so only the Catholic Church offers you this outward sign of God's Holy Spirit in your life, like tangible. Like everyone says, well, I need to see God. Well, look upon the Eucharist. I need to feel God. Let a priest put his hands on your head while he's forgiving you and giving you absolution. Like, you could hear his voice in persona Christi. Like, I absolutely, once I discovered the beauty, the power of the sacraments, I was like, I am in. I am
done. Right?
On the fence until that moment. So, Gemma, tell me about how you became part of Spirit and Life on this beautiful.
Yeah. When Rose approached me with the idea, you know, we were knee deep in a magazine. I think it was Radiant and Valiant. No, it was both at the same time. Yeah, which was crazy.
Crazy, that is crazy.
I was actually struggling in my faith with everything that was going on, you know, all of the turmoil in our church. And this idea was honestly, you know, a big part of what my heart was going through. And when Rose mentioned it wasn't just going to be the Bible or scripture, it was going to be people like you and I, you know, priests, religious life, sharing their experience of each sacrament, that was more important to me. Because, you know, when I pick up a Bible or the catechism, I don't always understand it. Our interpretations can be different, or the words, you know, seem intangible sometimes. And, you know, the homilies at a church on Sunday, that they speak truth, but so does this book. And it was something that I could create and have live, you know, on someone's coffee table book in their living room and be a conversation for the future. And what I also loved about it is it appealed to all, you know, all ages. And it was really important for me to be a part of something like this, because I think sometimes as lay people, as moms, we don't feel like we have a voice within our faith. And this was something as a designer that I could say, hey, my faith means this to me. And this is our church. These are the sacraments. This is what makes up us as Catholic people. And I want to share it with the world. So.
Oh, I love that. And I have to say, as an older Catholic, a more seasoned Catholic, I am absolutely thrilled to see young women who are so in touch and in tune with what God is asking of them to do. And so solidly, like, just really kudos to both of you, seriously, for not just saying yes to God, but having that sense of faith of following God in your life, to know when he is asking you to do something and to be so convicted. It's really beautiful. It's so refreshing and exciting. It's exciting. I actually live in the Fall River Diocese, which unfortunately was kind of the epicenter for the church scandals when it all broke. And it's been very difficult to live a life of faith. I came to my faith kind of as it was happening.
Got it. And
it was like, wait a minute. You know, like it was trying to discover Christ, but also Christ in this church that I felt drawn to, but yet was so broken. And it was like what you said, Rose, that it's not the people, it is Christ that we are serving. It's Christ that we are seeking. And I can't think of a better place to find him, because I tried other places to find him than through the sacraments and our Catholic faith. And if you're wondering if you're watching us in video form and you're wondering, what is that beautiful background? That beautiful background is the cover of Spirit in Life, the Holy Sacraments of the Catholic Church. Again, this is from Sophia Institute Press. And we're talking today on A Seeking Heart with two of the authors, Rose Ray and Gemma Hawes. So I hope I said your names right. Great. Woo-hoo. Anyone who spent some time listening to A Seeking Heart is laughing, because Allison and the pronunciation, I can't even say the word, it's not always on point. So God does not call the qualified, that is for sure.
Well, he equips the called, right?
Yeah, he sure does, for what's important. So the format of the book, let's look at that, because it's very unique. And yeah. I'm a structure woman, so that's probably why I was so drawn to your format. So each sacrament has the scriptures, the sacred scriptures, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, my second favorite book in the world, a commentary
from a founding father. So for me, it was very important in anything in life. Like, where did this come from? Did your mom tell you? Did the priest down the street tell you where? And there's a reason they're a founding father and doctor of our church. And you know what? Even that was hard to find. Allison, I'm a reader. Yeah. I read our books. And I was like, where are these sacred, like, volumes of these amazing founding fathers? And thank God, newadvent.org, tell your listeners, they got to check that out. They've preserved them very well in there for us normal people. But I had to work really hard to find that. But I felt very passionate that, hey, even this little excerpt, we can't read all these amazing dissertations, you know, but if we can give them a taste of, like, listen, these men are breaking this down, and then take it in, you can finish. But the last part is why modern writers today, because why does this matter to us now?
Yeah. And so let's look at that would be the reflection from a modern writer, the contemporaries. So why include them? Why was that important?
It was so important because I think when we read things now, we're all human beings. And I think that's why the magazines help show me that the millennials and the Gen X, whatever they're called, they want to know why. They want to touch and feel. They're not just going to eat processed food, right? Because their parents did. They're like, this stuff is crap. What am I eating? So this beautiful organic movement has come back again because they want to know why. So I thought, you know, well, I didn't in prayer, God showed me, but okay, let's give them the foundations, but now let's tell them what happened now, you know. And I don't know if you guys read any of those Chicken Soup for the Soul books growing up by, like, Patty Armstrong, the Ascension Press, but those were my favorite. And God, even in the gospel, Jesus uses stories. So I thought, once we give this beautiful foundation, we've got to speak to their hearts through stories. If we knew that it happened to them, this is how God worked miracles in their own life and healing, that we would be inspired to invite him even deeper into our lives.
I was just going to say, I think too, what's so beautiful is, like I said before, sometimes the Bible or catechism can be interpreted in different ways. And people who aren't so in tune with their faith or haven't grown up in a Catholic family, but they're seeking, they don't always understand the scripture. And so, you know, a mom telling you about her little boy who had, you know, who was in the NICU and had to be baptized within a few days after being born, just because, you know, they were afraid he was going to pass away. Like, that to me is sometimes more appealing. It draws you in more. I mean, obviously the Bible and catechism, that is our church, but you know, people don't always connect with that and understand it. And that's what makes this book also so universal, is people who aren't even Catholic can pick it up, you know, and they can read these stories and go, wow, this is why someone gets baptized. This is why someone, you know, gets confirmed or goes to confession. So yeah, I think it was beautiful in that way too.
And I think the model of all of the storytelling of our faith is Jesus Christ himself and his apostles and his disciples. How did they share the faith? It was the authentic witness of what God was doing for them. It was, yes, the teaching. But I've never in my 10 years of ministry have seen somebody's eyes light up and discover and encounter Christ while I'm telling them the rules and the regulations of my faith. That comes later. First comes the heart. First comes the... Who is this Jesus? How do I know him? Like, how can I know him better? And letting him touch his heart. The woman at the well, John 4, my favorite scripture story, this idea of meeting you where you're at, in your brokenness, in your loss, and then revealing himself little by little, and then revealing yourself to you in the places that you need to grow and change, but then gently, lovingly saying, but I have the way, the truth, and the life. I have this way of showing you in the most beautiful, gentle way. And that, for me, again, always comes back to the sacraments. Gemma, I want to ask you a little bit about the design of this book, because it is part of I'm going to use the word draw of it, is truly the beauty of it. And so as the design person in this beautiful pair, tell us a little bit about the design and how, you know, it's a hardcover, it's shiny picture pages. It is just, it's
breathtaking. Yeah, I love to, you know, design so much a part of my life. It was funny when Rose approached me with the idea, the Magnolia table recipe book had just come out, and I don't know if you read my bio on the back of the book, but I'm a huge fan of hers. But it wasn't even that. Her book was on display in my kitchen merely because of the design of it. The images were very, you know, full bleed. The whole book was very simple and elegant and modern. And it was giving that fresh new design style that we all see today. And so I wanted to incorporate that into our traditional Catholic world, where a lot of the stuff can be more that older design style. I also wanted it to be a really striking, beautiful coffee table book that someone would, you know, be drawn to come into your living room and sit down and have a cup of coffee and just flip through, even if they don't read it, you know. And I can't take all the credit because Peter Weldon was our photographer and he did the most amazing, amazing job. And then just the Catholic churches, I mean, they're just stunning in themselves. You know, the churches are so beautiful. But then to create also a lot of that simple design style, I wanted the words and the images to be the focal point. I didn't want to clutter the book with a lot of, you know, crazy design elements. And I wanted each page to be very clear and simple, that when you flip through it, all you see is the title, scripture, catechism, you know, the title of the reflection, and really draw those readers in, that they just want to read it, you know. And like I said, you don't even have to read it. You just flip through and look at the imagery. I am very visual, so sometimes I just skim the words and just the image. That's where me and Rose differ, but it was a really fun challenge to pull off, to create this very classical, beautiful book with, you know, those gold accents that reflect a lot of the interior of our churches, like the tabernacle, you know, and really display that to the world. And I think we were pretty successful. So
yes. And my answer to that is yes, you were very, very successful. I love the idea of like putting it on my coffee table, and because the pictures tell a story. So you can, you know, people do that all the time. They just pick up something off your table and they'll just mindlessly flip through it while you're chatting. You know, like, you know, the other day we were talking, my husband and I were talking about, we found some old pictures of our children. Our children are 20, 23, and 13. And so the 20 and 23 year old, we used to actually have pictures of them in frames.
Yes.
Not just on, stuck on our phone somewhere. And right. I said I was going to buy a photo album to stick them in. And he looked at me like I was crazy. My husband did. And he said, we'll just take pictures of them or scan them and put them on the cloud. And I said, no, there is something about picking up a book and flipping the pictures and the pages and looking at those images. I think that is still a draw and a desire. I should at this point stop using the word draw. Let's move to a new word, Allison. A desire to see beauty. And it's Bishop Robert Barron is probably one of my favorite
Catholics
ever. I came through the faith over, 15 years ago through his teaching and through his media. And he speaks of the beauty. And he said that, you know, long ago, people would come to the faith by walking into a beautiful church. It doesn't happen anymore. It's now through media. And I think that Spirit and Life, the Holy Sacraments of the Catholic Church, again, that's the book we're talking about from Sophia Institute Press. I think you've given us another avenue that people through beauty will come and discover the church. Rose, what do you think of that idea?
Well, and just to play on, I think you nailed it, because when you talk about that beautiful story in scripture, I believe with my whole heart that that's what the battle we're facing right now is in the church and everything is the battle for hearts, Allison. Mm-hmm. Whoever, what does it say? I said in the back of the book, you know, where it says in Matthew, where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Or is it backwards? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. But regardless, it's the same, whatever way it's said. But that's the point. Like, whoever captures our heart, there's our treasure. So in this battle for hearts, like you said, no one wins your heart by telling you rules and regulations, or you should do this because of the right thing. Whoever thinks that their head and heart, when it's like, come to love, you know, guys go to the ends of the earth for the women that they love. Wars are fought for the women they love. And it's the same for our Savior, that if we can capture their heart of this, of our Catholic faith is Christ. So if we can draw them out of themselves through beauty and show them truth in that form, I just feel, being emotional myself, that that's where we can bring them in to want to know more, where Jesus in that gentle way can say, okay, are you ready? We've opened the door. Now they're ready to learn more about why, what's behind this beauty.
And why do that through the sacraments? There's a lot of different avenues you could have chosen. Why did you decide that Spirit and Life would be about the sacraments?
Well, you just gave me chills, because if you think about like a tree, right? We didn't make the rules. I know that Americans and everyone in the world, human beings is better. They want to make the rules. They want to say, I feel like being a boy. I'm going to be a boy. I feel like doing whatever I want. It won't hurt anyone. Well, guess what? We are born and created with natural law. So the tree needs water to grow. No matter what, I don't care if you give it Coke, Sprite, alcohol, it still needs water. That's the way God made us. And He created us to be with Him. And the only way we can do that, not because we said it, because He said it. The Word Himself said, you need me or you have no life within you. So really, there's no other option. Just the sacraments. That is the only way. So that's why Gem and I, you know, and God, I think, laid it on my heart to do the sacraments, because they are the channels to Christ.
And they really are the true beauty of our Catholic faith. Gemma, do you have anything to add to that conversation?
Yeah. And I mean, you also just, you can't be a Catholic without the sacraments. You know, you can't, as harsh as that sounds, you can't be a part of our church unless you have the sacraments. And they play such a huge role in all of our lives and all of our hearts. And so, it was really important to be a part of it.
I was very excited to see them. Like I said, the Grace Trifecta has been such a huge part of my faith journey in just the last few years. And you need all of them, and you need good teaching in all of them, and you need good support and foundation in prayer, sacrament, and scripture. And because God doesn't complicate things, He makes it very easy. I think that as humans, we can complicate, but He said He never put us here on the earth and say, well, good luck finding me in your end, right? In the end, like, you know, I he doesn't sit up there laughing at us going, they have no idea how to do this. He gives us every tool, every grace, every blessing, everything we need to be with him, to serve, love, and be with him forever in eternity. So as we're winding up or winding down our conversation, Rose, is anything else you'd like to make sure people know about Spirit and Life to help them not only just make the decision to purchase or not purchase the book, we hope they purchase it, but you know, about the journey for you as well?
Well, I just wanted the take home point I would want to say is based upon the beautiful trifecta you talk about is we were created for community. You know, that's why these beautiful online communities are flourishing, which is great. You know, I still like to hold things, but we're created for community because we can't, our life is so not, I mean, it's not as rich as it should be without Christ. And that desire is good, you know, but society has cut him off and said, oh, holistic living, eat healthy, work out, and you'll be perfect. Like, really? And the soup, I keep going back to the superhero movies. And here's a good, you know, because they take on the world and they're making billions of dollars. It's like, this channel of grace through the sacraments of receiving our Lord in the Eucharist is our superhero power. You know, the freed about the fruits of the Spirit. I mean, this we're being given these things in baptism and confirmation. So we just, if someone you know, has a soul that really wants to be fed and soothed, I just really think this is the book to do it.
Beautiful. And Gemma, what about your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. And I think there are so many avenues in someone's life where they could receive a book like this and it really inspire them and help them. You know, speaking on Rose's comment about community, there was a reflection in here by Bobby Angel. He talks about penance, but it's more geared towards social media and how we can all create this community online, this, you know, life that seems perfect. And, you know, none of us ever sin. And it's not. When you read about all of these beautiful reflections, that's our community. Those are our friends in Christ who are struggling just as much as we are. And I think it's so important to realize that we need to not seek community in the modern world, in our social media like Instagram and Facebook, because people aren't real on those platforms. And this book is real. This book is truth. And as young people, you know, even I'm only 27 and trying to find even just real good, solid Catholic friends, you know, young married couples with great children. It's hard. It really is. And it's hard to find that community in our daily life. And so a book like this just brings back hope and really inspires. So
it really does. It's beautiful. So Rose Ray, how can we follow up and keep following what the beautiful things that the Lord's doing in your life? And also, where can we get the book?
So you can get it at sophiainstitute.com. And the cute thing is it's great for gifts, you know, like if someone's getting confirmed, you're all your God babies, God children you talk about, if someone's getting confirmed and you just, you know, someone's getting married, yeah. We're just a spoken bride coming up, you know, because there's some beautiful marriage reflections in here. So sophiainstitute.com, and it's just, yeah, it's a great piece, you know, for your coffee table and for a gift to just really invite you in.
And do you have a website as well?
We don't have our own. I kind of steer to stay back. I like to kind of stay hidden, and I just prefer to let God kind of work with me quietly. And then, but Gemma and I will definitely be back in the future with some fun projects.
That is so amazing. Like, that's so humble. And as young moms, very wise. Like, I look.
You know, dude, give us your advice, Allison. What are your party words for us mamas?
I have to tell you, I was very grateful. I didn't have social media when my guys were really little. And so I didn't have the distraction. I didn't have it's like everything is like a joy and a sorrow, right? Just like in our lives, it's a joy to have these connections with other women. I found a stay home moms group back when my kids were, you know, toddlers, little preschoolers. And it was a beauty to have those women to share, you know, my journey with, my struggles, my joys. But it was also this new distraction. Like, life is busy enough. And so I would spend more time talking about my children than talking to my children. So it's that finding that balance. So once again, you have awed me and your beautiful faith and your dedication to your family. It's just such a pleasure and a blessing, really, to meet you both today.
Thank you. Likewise, so much. We'll pray for you, and please continue to pray for us.
I certainly will. And we'll be sharing all these notes, especially the OSV and the Sophia Institute Press links for you. Thank you, ladies, so very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Allison. Goodbye.
Thank you. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, distributed through Breadbox Media. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.